News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And Monday, you know what that means.
Good morning.
There he is, Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. Good morning, Malcolm.
Good morning. I feel better already.
Just hearing that song,
just
right?
Just hearing that song.
Yes.
It's Monday.
And it's going to be a gorgeous Monday today. It's supposed to be gorgeous today. 70-something, sunshine.
Yes, incredible.
Yeah.
I played golf yesterday morning.
You did. It was beautiful.
Oh, incredible.
Where'd you play?
Osceola.
Oh.
Municipal course.
Okay. Beautiful. How was that?
Yeah, it's a great little golf course. We're very fortunate in Pensacola.
Yes. There's a lot of choices.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite?
Well, that's a big question, because my favorite is Pebble Beach.
They play this week in this scenery.
I have played that golf course a couple of times. I've still got a big hole in my pocket from it.
Yeah.
But it is so, it's just hard to find words to describe how beautiful that is when you hit in a second shot into some of those greens with the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's just, it's heaven on earth.
Yeah, I saw a little bit of it this weekend. It was beautiful.
Yes.
It's just beautiful. But it's a bucket list thing for golfers, for sure. You've got Pebble Beach. You have the Masters, the one in Scotland.
St. Andrews.
Yeah, St. Andrews. There's certain
places.
Which
I have not played yet.
Oh, see, there's certain places you want to go.
Augusta, I don't know that I ever will. That's a difficult ticket.
Mm-hmm.
You got to know a billionaire or two.
Or maybe be from Georgia.
Still no. Sorry. Talking about billionaires, did you watch the Grammys last night?
I sure did. I have to watch the Grammys, although I got to confess something here. It's really disconcerting to me, having been like a radio DJ 20 years ago, actually playing music and all that stuff.
Mm.
So I felt kind of like I was an expert on all the artists and where they came from and who they are. Now I'm like, okay, I knew who Diana Ross was. I'm looking at, I know who some of the current, like Lady Gaga, Bruno Mars, like I've got those guys down. But all the newer ones coming up, the new artists, when they did the new artist category.
Yes.
I thought, oh my goodness. I knew a couple, but I'm really feeling it, that it's a whole new generation of music.
What was surprising to me is, obviously I watch the Emmys and the Oscars and Grammys and things. And generally the music is not very good. It's very electronic.
Mm-hmm.
And the voices are very weak.
Right.
You can't hear the words. So if you're not familiar with the song, you have no clue what they're saying. This generally seems to be a terrible lack of talent amongst the younger stars. However, last night I thought there were some really nice voices.
Oh, yes.
That Chapel Roan, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Great voice. She has no dress sense, but she has a wonderful voice.
Well, she's an artist, Malcolm. I mean, listen, Lady Gaga.
What was that dunce hat on her head?
Not sure. That's a princess thing. That's from from Renaissance fairs, things like that. It's like
Okay.
It's an actory kind of thing. Yeah.
But is it the most appropriate place to wear that?
But it's not appropriate. Yeah, so you got to get over that, Malcolm. It's not appropriate place. This is the Grammys. These are artists. They're trying to express themselves and be avant-garde. I mean, Lady Gaga truly has one of the most amazing voices in the world. But I remember when she wore the meat dress.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of turned me off.
Yeah.
And it was real meat. That was really strange.
I thought
But then she is an amazing artist who's since gone on to work with just about everybody.
She was classically trained, I believe.
Yes. Oh, she's got a voice.
And Bruno Mars.
I love him.
I was really surprised it brought out some talent that I didn't realize was there. As I say, normally the voices get lost without the electronic help.
Right.
The other thing that struck me was there was lots of big production numbers. Everybody was trying to outdance everybody else.
It was the setting there where they had the Grammys, that the backgrounds were all AI generated, I think. So at one point, I think Billie Eilish was doing a song in the middle of the mountains, and the next one they had bodies all over the place dancing. And it was, it was kind of like the Oscars in a way. Usually they'll have the musical numbers, but this was way over the top. So the production value, and I kept thinking to myself, I always think about behind the scenes. As an actor, I think of what goes into the dress rehearsals and the timing and the lights and the all. I thought, when with these fires did they have time to rehearse all of this. Yes. I mean, with a lot of the artists being directly affected by the fires, there were several artists that were there that lost their homes.
Yes.
Yeah. So I found it kind of incredible they were able to pull it off at all.
The one of the refreshing things about these productions the last few years is that not everybody troops out and has a message to give.
Mm-hmm.
They truly thank their family and everybody in the world and, you know, happy stay of my life and leave, which is great. This time that chapel, Roan, I thought that message, I mean, maybe she may be exactly correct and there may have something to beef about, but not on national TV in an award show. This got to be somewhere else.
Malcolm, where have you been? I haven't seen an award show yet. Well, that someone he doesn't make to have something to say or some
much,
comment.
But there's much less of it, don't you think?
No.
There isn't? Oh, I thought.
No,
I watched the Oscars.
And, yeah,
I thought
no,
there was much less of it.
Maybe
I'm looking at the world through rose-colored glasses.
I don't know. I mean, it seems to me that it's pretty, you know. And, yeah, there's a lot of that going on.
What happened to good old-fashioned entertainment? You know, play a song. Receive your award, be happy. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not the place to try and change the world.
Well, it's hard, I suspect, in their defense, that they know that it is a worldly broadcast show, so it's seen all over the world. And so I suspect that this isn't one opportunity for them to say something about what they truly believe in and have a big audience. You don't get that many opportunities in your life. So that might be where they're coming from.
Yeah.
I'm not necessarily justifying, but I'm just saying.
But why should they have access to share their opinions, good, bad, or indifferent, when you and I, well, I guess we do.
We're doing it now. What were you going to say?
Yeah. Okay.
Never mind.
Change the subject.
How about this? We'll go to break.
Yeah.
This is when breaks are very helpful.
Yes.
This is Malcolm Ballinger on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. If you've got a question or a comment, please text it in at 850-437-1620. We're going to contemplate now what is okay and not okay in the world, and we'll have some answers for you when we get back. Don't go away. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. If you got a question, call in at 850-437-1620. Chatting this morning with Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. All right, so you handed me the new downtown crowd.
Yes.
And it looks very, very Valentine's-y.
And it
very
says,
pink.
We love Pensacon.
I love it. And I love the heart on the front cover.
Yeah, and the...
It has all kinds of Pensacola kind of stuff in the heart and all the graphics.
Sort of chocolates there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love it.
And we do
cute.
Love Pensacola.
I love Pensacola. No question about it. Been here a long time now.
I'm excited.
Okay.
This year.
For?
Yes. Hayley Mills is going to be there.
Oh.
I don't know how old I was, probably 15. And I had a crush on her.
Well, you and everybody else in the world. What was the movie that she did with, and it was the twins?
There was Family Trap.
Yes. Was that the Family Trap?
The Family Trap, I believe it was, yes.
There was the twins, and yeah, it was really...
Oh, the Parent Trap.
Parent Trap, that's
yes,
it. Didn't sound right. Parent Trap.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a big hit, that movie.
And there were several others, too, that she made. So it's kind of... I don't know... If I'm going to be disappointed, if I get the chance to meet her, I shall try.
No, I don't think you would be. This is for Pensacon, right?
For Pensacon,
yes, you didn't mention that. Yes. So we need to. What are the dates now this year for Pensacon?
It is the 14th, 15th, and 16th.
Gosh.
So it actually falls on
Valentine.
So you can take your Valentine to Pensacon.
How fun. Mm. Yeah, it's hard to believe it's already February. I'm having a little trouble adjusting, but this is now less than 2 weeks away.
Mm.
So if it's a Valentine's weekend, two weekends away.
Yeah, so there's some names there that sort of evoke some memories.
Well, Hayley Mills for sure.
Of course, Hayley Mills, yes. And there is also Lou Diamond Phillips.
Oh, I like him, yeah.
Yeah, he was the Buddy Holly story, was he not?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
So you have those, and then you have a lot of the... And see, I feel kind of bad because there's a lot of these stars that I don't know that are part of the culture
Lorraine Braccio, I think he pronounced it. from The Sopranos.
Oh, yeah.
She was the...
Bracco.
Yeah. Yes. She was the analyst, the psychiatrist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Working with him.
Yeah.
Yep. She used to live in New York. So that's going to be a fun weekend because you have all kinds of displays, all kinds of pop culture stuff going on. And it's gotten bigger and bigger every year.
Yeah.
And they do such a great job with it. The whole group of people that put this together are really amazing.
Yes, they do.
So it's like, it looks like the official events and activities will take place from 1 to 8 on Friday, 10 to 6 on Saturday, and 10 to 5 on Sunday. And it all happens at the Pensacola Bay Center. You do have to get tickets. And I believe you can go online to get those tickets. I'm guessing yes. It's pensacon.com, I would imagine. I'm looking here on you.
I believe it is, yes.
Yeah.
And you can read all about it on page 12, 13, and 14.
In Downtown Crowd. In
the Downtown Crowd.
All right. Mm-hmm. Also, coming up, we are in the midst of it, Mardi Gras events. Let the good times roll. Laissez le bon temps rouler.
Well
and,
said.
And you've got the whole schedule of events for Mardi Gras in Downtown Crowd. We've got the Pensacola Ice Flyers. They just had their Mardi Gras night Saturday, so mm-hmm. that looked like fun. And we've got all the parades coming up. And this Saturday, I'll be emceeing the 12th Annual Kids and Critters Parade in Pensacola Beach.
Oh, yes, that reminds me. I have tickets that we
oh,
can
good.
Give away.
For what is that, the tickets for the Ice Flyers?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I believe they play Friday and Saturday.
Oh, okay.
And I have tickets for both, so maybe we can give somebody the choice.
All right. Do you want to do that right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
We have to think up a... good question.
Okay, so it's up to you, boss.
Okay. Let's make it really difficult. All you have to do is text in your name mm-hmm. and email address so okay. I can send the tickets to you electronically.
Okay.
The question is, difficult question, what is the premier downtown entertainment publication?
Okay.
We just talked about
you
it.
You just said it out loud. Okay. So text that in.
And Pensacola Entertainment.
And Pensacola too, Entertainment.
But.
What is the one publication that really focuses on the downtown?
And happens to be published by yours truly. So.
All right. That's fair. You're giving away the tickets.
Yeah.
It's four Ice Flyers tickets, 850-437-1620.
Oh, of course, you need to say which night.
Which nights you want, Friday or Saturday?
Four tickets, great tickets.
For both nights?
No.
Oh, just the one. Oh.
Your choice.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
I think I'm going to go with the other one.
I see. Okay, so you have to say which night you want to go, four tickets, either Friday or Saturday this weekend. You got to put your name, your email address, and then the
name to that very difficult
of the Ballinger Publishing publication. It tells you everything that's happening
in downtown Pensacola. And in Pensacola. Don't forget the end of Pensacola.
Okay, so we'll be looking for an answer here in just a couple more minutes here. And in the meantime, you can find out all about the Mardi Gras events, the parades. That's what I love about this publication because it really gives you of what's going on every month. And even in the back, things get overshadowed by Mardi Gras, of course, in Pensacon, but there's a ton of other events going on as well the whole month. So
yeah, there's a couple of new events that are... on page 15, the Fairy Fest.
is that?
Well, I'm not really sure, other than it's a Fairy Fest dance party.
Okay.
At Court of DeLuna.
Okay.
And it is
March 7th, a dance party from 8 to midnight. I see it. Here's the Court of DeLuna event. Only $25 a ticket, so that should be fun.
Yeah. So if you want to dance with fairies.
Okay. Oh, I'm not even going to touch that comment.
Yeah,
not even going to. Okay, if you want the four Ice Flyer tickets.
This is a family show.
Yes, text in 850-437-1620, the name of the Ballinger publication that tells you about all of the people downtown. That's a pretty big hint right there.
Yes.
But we do need your name and a email address when you send it in and your preference Friday or Saturday night. 850-437-1620.
Also at Court of DeLuna on February the 14th, which is
Valentine's Day,
is the Big Love Reggae Fest.
Ooh, that'd be fun. I love reggae music.
By Vibe Irie. Are you familiar with? I'm not... too familiar with reggae music.
Oh, I love reggae.
You do?
Bob Marley. It's a lot of fun. There's more of it than you realize. I went to the Jimmy Buffett tribute concert the other night. Mm. You know, a lot of his music was influenced by reggae. So there's quite a few songs that have it. You probably know more than you think. Mm. You probably are. They're just very upbeat, fun, spirited music.
Well, it says it's for all ages. That includes me and you. And it is from 7 to 11 at Court of De Luna.
All right. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. We're going to take a quick break and we'll have your winner coming up next. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Malcolm Ballinger is here with Ballinger Publishing, and we do have a winner. And it looks like it is going. We have four tickets for the Ice Flyers going to Steve. Let me see if I can pronounce this correctly. Cialino. Now, my brother's Italian, so it probably is Cialino. That's probably Steve Cialino, maybe. I could be wrong. Steve can correct me. But congratulations, Steve. You've got the four tickets, and he requested Saturday night. The answer to the question was Downtown Crowd. There you go.
That wasn't so difficult.
No, not at all. Mm-hmm. So congratulations, Steve.
Congrats,
Malcolm will be sending those to you via email.
As always, I ask you just to have a good time. Stamp your feet, scream, shout.
For sure.
For the home team, of course.
Got to be an Ice Flyers fan.
Let out all those pent-up aggressions. Just have a good old time.
There you go. A great place to yell and scream and just have fun.
Nobody's listening.
Have fun.
Yes.
And do pick up your copy of Downtown Crowd. It's out and about. What are some of the locations, Malcolm, where people can? Because it's a free publication.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. So.
Just about every restaurant you go in.
Does it have like a little bin right in front?
Yeah, on the counter somewhere. Yeah. I think latest count, something like 600 locations.
Wow. So how many do you publish? How many copies?
We do 23,000
copies. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Mm.
Yeah, that's well. I know they have them at all the visitor centers. I know them have at the visitor center on the beach. They have them in town. I see them all the time at restaurants like Scenic 90 has them up at the diner there on Scenic Highway. So you definitely can pick one up, and it has everything that's happening. Now it's time to get it's the February issue. So there's other articles. There's a great article about Ken Ford. There's a wonderful thank you letter from him. Mm-hmm. We have the articles, all the schedules for the Mardi Gras events, the Pensacon events coming up, Fairy Fest that's coming up. Additional things. Plus, there's a good, interesting article about the Museum of Shadows, a collection of haunted artifacts.
Mm.
Very interesting. So there's additional articles, so it's not just necessarily an event calendar publication, but you also highlight different things each month in the community that are special.
Yeah.
Which is terrific.
We try to cover events for all ages.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the cultural events.
Right.
Ballet. Opera, of course, symphony.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So it's something for everybody.
Absolutely. So Downtown Crowd has just been published. It is out there. You can pick it up at all the different locations, a few of which we've mentioned.
And you can hardly miss it with that.
It's bright pink.
Bright pink.
And it says, "We love Pensacon" on the front. And it looks like a big box of candy, and each of the candies is a different aspect of Pensacon. It's very, very cute. Yes. They did a great job. Well, Malcolm, thank you for being here on Monday morning.
Well, thank you. Time flies.
I know. It happens every time. But I appreciate you being here. Be sure and pick up your copy of Pensacola's Downtown Crowd.